I mean, there's a couple of really great open access resources digitally online, which I could really strongly recommend. One, to just get a sense of both the scale, but also the kind of personal details of the Atlantic slave trade. And you can see from searching on it, Britain's leading role in that slave trade in the 18th century, the Transatlantic Slave Trade Database, which David Eltis and his colleagues at Emory prepared a few years back, and is a fantastic resource that sort of provides a searchable resource of all the slave voyages that they've been able to trace and record in this database. And contains, you know, where they can, the fragments of actually enslaved Africans themselves there. The other great digital resource online is created by Nick Draper and Catherine Hall and Keith McClelland at University College London, is the Legacies of British Slave Slave Ownership Project, which has got a database that shows the compensation records. So I'd say to anyone, if you're interested in it, pick your hometown, search it in the database, and see who owned slaves in the British Caribbean at the moment of emancipation in the 1830s on that database. So in a sense, like, although there are some great works on this, great sort of overviews and surveys of the rise and fall of slavery in the British Empire, I suppose my encouragement to anybody would be to actually maybe also try and tackle it from a kind of local angle, because there are stories of slave wealth and often stories of anti-slavery in pretty much every town across the UK.